Welcome to Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to visit with Matt Carmody of Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. Matt has a new title, a role title in a way, right, Matt?
Correct, yeah. About July of last year, I took over as clinic manager in Madison. Kelly was the clinic manager, Kelly Whitnabel. I'm sure everyone knows who she is. She's been around for a while. She's still working at our clinic in Madison, but just she's also the clinic manager in Appleton. So she decided to let one place go. So she let Madison go and I took over. But we're still happy to still have her working there with her expertise and getting all of our patients better.
So what's the job responsibilities of a clinical manager then?
Essentially, I'm kind of in charge of all the therapists that are there. Just adds a few duties. A few more meetings that I got to do, the contact person for, unfortunately, if something is up that needs to be corrected, it's on me now.
It's on you now, yep. Huh? Okay. And you have schedulers there for scheduling and stuff like that. Okay. All right. Well, Matt's in because we have an important subject to talk about during winter.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about falls. I figured it's a good topic with the, you know, the kind of changing weather we've had, and you get those slick spots. So just a few stats that I have here in regards to falls. You know, about 1 in 4 adults over the age of 65 report that they've fallen sometime throughout the year. And that results in about 2.9 million emergency visits per year to correct that. Of those 1 in 4 adults, about 66% will fall again in about 6 months. And 1 in 5 falls do result in a serious injury. So it is really a big thing that affects our older adults, and with our population we have in this area being older adults, there's a lot that we can do at Big Stone Therapies, not to say you won't fall, but to help to reduce your risk for falls.
Right. The most common injuries of a fall would be what?
Usually you see people that get hip fractures is where is mostly, you know, they slip, fall, land on one side or the other. That's usually our older adults. You know, some of our younger adults or kids, you'll see wrist or arm injuries because they will try to catch themselves, and a lot of times that can result in an injury as well.
Now, last year we had a really icy winter.
Yes.
I'm guessing you were pretty busy then.
Yes, yeah. We had an uptick in balance and injuries like that. This year it's been a little bit more on the calm side with the more mild winter we've had, but
yeah, not a lot of ice, that's for sure, to slip on. So people come to you, how do you work with rehabilitation then from a fall? What do you look for?
So if we're looking, a lot of times when people come in, we're going to check their balance. We've got several different types of balance assessments that we can do with people, and this isn't just people who slip on the ice. This can be older adults who just feel like they're having more trouble getting around. So normally, you know, when you come in to see Amanda or myself, or our new PT Jenna, we'll do a balance assessment, probably 2 to 3 of them, just to get a good feel, because sometimes with some of these balance assessments, people's strengths that they have in their day-to-day life, they're going to do really well on one, but they might struggle on another. So we want to make sure that we get a well-rounded approach to make sure that we are picking up on if there's some balance deficits. And then if we do see some, then, you know, we go into treatment where we are working on balance, specifically, you know, trying to get people. The one thing people don't like when we work on balance, we got to make you unsteady to get you better. We do that.
How do you do that?
So a lot of times we put people in positions that they normally probably are only in for brief amount of times. You know, we do eyes closed. We make people walk backwards. We put them in a narrow stance. Sometimes we make people stand on 1 foot just to kind of help improve that balance. Like I tell a lot of my patients, when they ask why we're doing certain things, it's, well, you do them throughout the day just in very short bursts, where we want to work them on a little bit longer duration, you know, 10, 15, maybe up to 30 seconds. So when you encounter that for 2 to 3 seconds in your normal day-to-day life, it's going to be a breeze because you can do it for 20 to 30 seconds.
That's right. Well, I can attest, Matt has helped me out with my balance last year when I fell on the ice. Maynard fell on the ice big time, so Maynard and I have experience in this.
Yes, yep.
And you guys did a great job up there at Big Stone Therapies getting me back on track there. So that's very important too.
Yes. Yep.
Do your work. You gave me a lot of homework assignments to do at home.
Yes.
And how that's important to do.
Yes. So a lot of times when people are coming in for balance and falls, we don't always give the balance type activities because, like I mentioned, you know, we got to make you unsteady in order to get that better. Mm-hmm. That's not always safe to do that at home. So that's why we do a lot of that in the clinic where we're right next to you. We've got equipment that can make sure that you stay on 2 feet. A lot of times we'll work strengthening exercises because, again, the stronger you are, the less likely you are to have balance problems as well.
That's right. So someone does fall, of course, they're referred to from the doctor.
Correct.
To you.
Correct.
Yep. That's how that works.
That is correct. Okay. Yep. And it's one of those that, you know, if you have a pain or injuries from that fall, we can always help with that too, address those. And then a lot of times if people are having falls, we address the pain aspect of it first. And then we take a look at, okay, let's take a look at your balance and see if there's something that we need to address from that standpoint.
All right. The biggest thing is to stay upright, right?
Try and stay upright. Yep. That's stay on 2 feet if you can.
Yep. All right. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think
cover everything.
No, I think we covered. I would one last thing. I always tell people, you know, one fall is one too many. So we get a lot of people that minimize. Oh yeah, I just fell. Well, it's good to get in and get sooner. Sometimes we have disagreements between me and a patient on what a fall is. My definition of a fall is if you ended up on the ground and that is not where you intended to be, that's going to be a fall. And a lot of people agree with me. Then they'll agree with me that they maybe had a fall.
Yep. That's a fall. That's right. All right. Well, Matt, what do you like about your job at Big Stone Therapies?
I just enjoy working with the people. You know, I'm from a small town of Pipestone, so I like the small town atmosphere. Yep. You get to know people. I see people out in the community. You know, sometimes we discharge people from therapy doing well, and you see them at the grocery store, and you can see that they're still doing well. I enjoy helping people, getting them back to doing what they want to do, whether it's, you know, our athletes getting back to sports, whether it's our older adults, they just want to be able to get outside and walk again, or just be able to move around better. Right. That's what I enjoy.
Well, we have some time here. What changes have you seen since you started in this profession till now? Is it really improved a lot, or any changes you can talk about?
Yeah, so that, you know, they're always doing research in different type of conditions that we see. So you're always seeing new treatment types coming out or better ways to help people with, you know, whether it's the shoulder, a knee, a back. But, you know, we're always looking at that. Big thing with Big Stone Therapy that I've noticed in about 8.5 years that I've been with them, the focus on professional development, bringing in high quality people to speak with us and kind of to better further our knowledge so we can better help people in our communities and get them back to doing what they want to do.
All right. Real good, Matt. Well, appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
All right. That's Matt Carmody, a clinical manager at Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.